I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Congressman Peter Welch is throwing his support behind Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential bid. Today, the Democrat told VPR's Vermont edition he will vote for Sanders in the state's presidential primary on March 1st. And Welch says he also plans to cast his superdelegate vote for Sanders at the Democratic National Convention in July. Meanwhile, the support is not just coming from Welch. Sanders keeps picking up more support nationwide in his bid to win the Democratic nomination. But some of his allies on Capitol Hill fear the party establishment will still try to block him at the convention, as Matt Laszlo reports from Washington.
Democratic voters have only come out in two states so far. While Hillary Clinton barely eked out a win in Iowa, Bernie Sanders smashed her by more than 20 points in New Hampshire. But delegates matter, and so far Clinton has close to 400 delegates compared to merely 45 for Sanders. That's because Clinton has the backing of more superdelegates. They're party leaders who are free to support anyone they want. Minnesota Democratic Congressman Keith Ellison is a Sanders supporter. He fears superdelegates could coronate Clinton at the convention.
It would be a bad metric for the party to say, look, come in here, millennials. Oh, but even though you were the majority, you're not gonna win. That's not going to be a good message for our party.
There are more than 700 superdelegates, including Vermont's congressional delegation and former elected officials like Governor Howard Dean, who is now a lobbyist and Clinton supporter. The former Secretary of State has locked up more than 90 endorsements in the U.S. House, more than 30 in the Senate, and 12 nods from current governors. Sanders has only solidified 3 endorsements from sitting members of Congress. Ellison says it's time for the party to change their rules.
It's a systematic thing, and I think we need to look at whether or not the Democratic Party is as democratic as we can be in terms of the rules.
While Sanders supporters are afraid of the superdelegate count, campaign analysts see it differently. Jeffrey Skelly monitors elections for the University of Virginia's Center for Politics.
A lot of people were wringing their hands in 2008 about, you know, Hillary Clinton getting off, has a good start on superdelegates. You know, maybe, you know, they could prevent Obama from getting the nomination. Of course, that did not happen.
Alex Theodoridis is a political science professor at the University of California. He says superdelegates came into play after the 1968 contest when Bobby Kennedy was assassinated. Theodoridis says they're basically there to help the party unify in the face of, say,
the person receiving the delegates were assassinated or died in a plane crash or something, or were the subject of a major scandal before the convention, then you would have some leadership there to sort of oversee things.
Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly is firmly behind Hillary Clinton. He's predicting superdelegates won't play a role because Clinton will overtake Sanders soon.
She needs to find a better spark for her candidacy to enthuse our base. I think she's quite capable of doing that. And the aspirational aspects of the Sanders campaign, however alluring, aren't really a plan of action and aren't a blueprint to win the White House.
But Sanders is closing the gap in upcoming contests in Nevada and South Carolina, which Arizona Congressman and Sanders supporter Raul Grijalva says could change the calculus from the party establishment.
Once that's done, then I hope people start giving him a second look. Superdelegates, even the ones that are committed, start giving him a second look, because if we can get a second look and at least get some people to affirm their neutrality, or those that are neutral to continue to be neutral or to side with Bernie, obviously, that would be great.
Sanders himself seems less concerned about the superdelegate race. He's focused on continuing to win contests to solidify a solid block of normal delegates to make the choice at the convention easy. For VPR News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.